Bring on Chris Turnage, who's been up on the hill for Arkansas's Pro Day. Chris, what have you seen?
Hey, guys. Well, it's a great turnout as far as scouts go. I've seen a scout from pretty much every NFL team here. And, of course, with Tyler, that helps. But several guys had a good day today. Niall and Chris Gregg didn't run. They rested on there what they did at the combine, which is smart. They posted good times, and Tyler didn't run, but did some positional drills. And you know, every scout was paying attention when Tyler ran through his drill, so he looked sharp. A couple deep balls he underthrew a little bit, and one of the scouts said that was kind of his weakest area was just the straight deep ball. They felt like he underthrew it, but as far as the short to medium routes, one of the guys told me they said, you know, he's one of the best, you know, in the draft as far as the short to medium route. So it was pretty impressive day overall.
And I want to know about Dennis Johnson, who did not get invited to the combine, but how did he do? Was there any buzz surrounding him?
You know, he did pretty good. He weighed in and measured in at like 5'6" and 3'8" or something like that, 5'6" and 5'8", somewhere around there. And I think his weight was 179, 182, somewhere in that range. And then his first 40, he ran like a 4.45, 4.46, something like that is what they ended up getting him at. And then his second one, one scout had him at a 4.39, but I think the majority of the scouts will be, you know, low 4.4s. And so kind of how they do that is they'll get together as soon as everybody runs, all the scouts will know, compare notes. But some teams aren't going to share necessarily what they have on them, so a different official time might be released, but teams a lot of times will rely on what they did. But Dennis looked good, and then he went through position drills and looked really good as far as making some cuts and moving. And one of the scouts that I talked to said, you know, he's really good at making lateral cuts and moving laterally with his feet, very quick feet, and so they feel like that will help as he moves on. But he looked good. I think he certainly helped himself today. He did bench too, quite a bit of times. I think, Matt, what did I end up texting you? That 18 or something like that.
You said 18 or 21. I'll have to check because you sent me two
21.
People. Yeah, two in a row.
21 is what is listed, Chris. For
you
me.
Had Wingo at 18, DJ 21, Tank at 18, Winston at 8. And will you, Chris, talk a little bit more about that? How they when they compare on the 40 times. You know, if there's 8 scouts there that are have a stopwatch on them, a lot of times that the fastest time, they kind of throw that out, and the worst time, and they kind of look at the other ones.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. They'll throw out the you know, anomalies on either end and then kind of average them out together. The fastest one today out of anybody was Winston. He posted a 4.28, and several scouts had him at a 4.28 on the second one. Now, his first one was slower. His first one was like a 4.44. But he was the fastest of the day. He also had the highest vertical of the day. He did 40.5 inches. And so he had a good day for him as well. But, yeah, on the 40s, they all compare, and they'll throw out the far ends and then kind of average it. And that's when you kind of hear sometimes an official time. That's typically what that means, is that's the official once they throw those out and average them in.
Chris, talk about Cameron Bryan, the kicker for the Razorbacks, who, my understanding, his 40 time was a 4.47, I believe, 4.46?
Yeah, 4.46. He was actually kind of one of the talked here. It was crazy because, you know, he came to Arkansas as a kicker, and then they started getting him on special teams because he ran so well at the University of Arkansas and made several tackles. And in fact, he was one of their number one, you know, special teams guys. And he did everything pretty impressive today. He ran 4.46. And the 40, I think his vertical was like 35-ish, somewhere around there. And he did bench like 17 times. And so he was very impressive. You know, it'll be him not getting to camp and be able to show some things on special teams and stuff like that. It'll be tough position-wise just because he didn't really play a position at Arkansas, you know, other than special teams. But he's got a chance because he was kind of the surprise of the whole afternoon with everything he put up.
And, Chris, one of my favorite players last year was Colby Hamilton, and it's no secret that at the combine he really didn't excel. What's going on with him after he went through his workout today?
You know, I think he's got some workouts scheduled, some individual workouts with teams scheduled here in the next day or two. He didn't run, you know, extremely well again today. He ran better, I think, than what he did at the combine, and I haven't gotten his official, but he certainly ran a little bit better, but not up to his potential. But I think Teams still like him. He caught the ball well and the positional drills and looked good, you know, running the routes and making the cuts. So I think he helped. And then a couple of other pieces of information, like Eagles are coming here to Fayetteville tomorrow, and they're going to work out Chris Gregg on an individual basis. And, you know, I think he would be a perfect fit in Philly with Chip Kelly's system. And Chip Kelly likes more athletic tight ends instead of just the big kind of the blocking tight ends. And so he could be a perfect fit, and they're working Gregg out individually and maybe one other guy here tomorrow. So kind of interesting. But then Kobe's a guy that's got several different visits lined up. Now he's got to go make sure that he can show what he can do, you know, catching the balls, and if they're putting him through some one-on-one drills. But I know the people were still kind of a little disappointed in this 40 overall.
Chris, is that what is next in the process for some of these players, to have the individual workouts with the teams?
Yeah, absolutely. And the way that works is teams can have a certain amount of guys that they bring in. And so they've got to be real careful and real selective on who they bring, because it's kind of like in college, when you hear the number of official visits, it's kind of the same way with the NFL. They can bring in a certain amount of guys, work them out. Now they can come to the school and work as many out as they want to. And then a lot of the NFL teams now have what's called kind of their local workout days, which is for if you played high school ball around within like a 60-mile radius of where that team is, then they can bring in those guys, and it won't count against that number. They bring them in on one day. So over the next course of 2 to 3 weeks, a lot of the individual workouts will be going on, especially for you know, guys that could be top guy, like a Tyler Wilson, like a Kobe Hamilton, Chris Gregg. You know, if teams are thinking about spending the first, second, third, or fourth round pick on a guy, they're more than likely going to work him out at some point, or at least, you know, come here. So, yeah, that's kind of the next step as they get ready, you know, leading up to the draft in April.
Well, real quick, when Chris Gregg, you know, you said the Eagles are going to work him out. Now, who throws for him? Are they allowed to have Tyler Wilson throw for him, or do they bring down their own quarterback?
Well, they can. Now, typically, if they want to, that's signifying that they're looking at the quarterback as well. But a lot of times he'll come out and throw, you know, so they can do that if they would like. It's up to him. I know Tyler's got some other team workouts, and I don't know if he's got one tomorrow or not, or if he's going to throw, you know, with the Eagles, but it just kind of depends. So if not, then traditionally what they'll do is they'll either have a grad assistant or a coach, or they might bring their own guys, you know, to throw down and throw with them, especially if they're really thinking on spending a high pick on somebody like Chris. So it'll be kind of interesting to see that.
Thanks a
lot,
Chris.
We'll see you next week here in the studio.
Thanks, guys. I'll be there.